Welcome to a new edition of the Kelly Advisor Podcast. Sit back and enjoy this new episode.
Sometimes when you plan out radio segments in advance of the show, you hit the jackpot when it comes to topics that are very relevant and timely. And this week is just about one of those weeks, and probably it hit the bullseye like no other. I knew earlier in the week when Kelly and I were going over which chapter of her new book we should dive into for this week's edition of Safe Money Strategies, the chapter entitled Market Risk just called out its name, maybe even screamed out its name. In the course now of the last several days, the country experienced the second and third largest bank failures ever with SVB and Signature Bank, respectively. Now, the speed of these collapses was breathtaking, to say the least, and very predictable, I must say, if anyone were looking. It reminds me of a line from Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, when the character was asked, "How do you go bankrupt? Gradually, then suddenly." Now, basically, the failures were the final result of runs on the bank. And if you think about it, the film It's a Wonderful Life captured a classic run on the bank during the Depression days of the late 1920s and early 1930s. People queuing up outside the doors of the institution to retrieve their money. That's right, their own money. And I seem to remember that there was an old-fashioned run on the bank right here in New England, in Boston, the Bank of New England, exactly, in 1991. But with technology today, as evidenced by SVB and signature failures, runs on banks are more about electrons than persons. Tens of billions in deposits vamoosed out of these two banks in just a couple of days. Now, we'll save a discussion on the reasons for the failures for another day, and they are many, as such a discussion is worth having, and we will have it. But one thing is clear. To many of us, this banking crisis, seemingly out of the blue, has once again sparked a new round of market volatility. The VIX, V-I-X, known as the Volatility Index, spiked on Monday. The stock market experienced wild gyrations for the rest of the week, and the bond market, particularly the Treasury market, saw yields on securities swing very dramatically. And so market volatility is back with a vengeance, but then again, it probably never really left us. I'm here with Kelly, President and CEO of Kelly Financial Services, to discuss this very issue of market volatility. Good morning, Kelly. I hope you had your seatbelt on this week.
Good morning, John. It's been another extraordinary week. We've certainly had a few of them in the last couple of years.
Well, we sure have. I know you're here to talk about market volatility, a topic that you address in your new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future.
I guess our timing is fortuitous, John, but I agree with you. While things started out better at the beginning of the year, things seemed more benign than they were, say, from the lows and turbulence of much of 2022. And then, boom, a couple of big bank failures, and we're in the midst of a new banking crisis, more volatility. That brief period of relative calm is gone. In fact, volatility never really left us.
That's probably a good way to look at it. There's a quote in the chapter that I think shines a bright light on the topic before us, and I'll let you read it.
I think it is a good summary, John, and the quote from the book reads, "Market volatility is a market reality. Managing through it and navigating around it is a retirement necessity today."
Kelly, I'm old enough to remember when only big events warranted extreme volatility in the market. Most of the trading was done among and between individuals on the floor of the exchange. Then we got into program trading and other such innovations that sped everything up to warp speed. But once this all became intertwined with global markets and hypercharged fiscal and monetary policies impacting everything, along with massive institutional trading, well, the individual now has to deal with it all. don't get me started on the Treasury market. That was a well of stability and sanity. Today, there's tremendous volatility in that side of the bond market, too. What's one to do, Kelly?
These are the new realities for certain, John. One strategy we focus on in managing risk at Kelly Financial is having a diverse portfolio. Not only a variety of market-based securities, such as stocks and bonds from different companies, but also diversity among asset classes. Now I get it. Last year was very unusual. There were few, if any, safe harbors for investors, but employing diversity is still a sound practice. And I don't mean to sound flip, but investing in the markets, any markets, involves a degree of risk. And it is fair to say that market volatility amplifies and accelerates risk.
There's no doubt about that. You also mention the Dalbar studies in your book. And Dalbar is an independent research institution that publishes its annual Quantitative Analysis of Investor Behavior Report, or QAIB. Now, they've studied investor behaviors in the markets since 1984, and I won't go deep into the weeds here, but I think we can say that investor behavior is often a reaction to the markets themselves. And to the extent that markets are embedded with more volatility today, it seems to reason that investors will likely react to such volatility emotionally, not rationally. Because investors are prone to making emotionally driven decisions instead of rational decisions and choices. And the Dalbar findings are remarkably consistent. So maybe you can shed some more light on this for us.
Over the years, the set of longer-term data analyzed in these QAIB reports clearly show that people are more often than not their own worst enemies when it comes to investing. These conclusions were once again reaffirmed in the 2022 study, Investment Results Are More Dependent on Investor Behavior Than on Fund Performance. And here's the lesson. The most recent study found that fund investors who remained patient and didn't focus on short-term market gyrations were significantly more successful than those who let their emotions override a longer-term strategy to build wealth. We find that a comprehensive financial plan is only as good as an investor's ability to stick to it through thick and thin. So a couple of thoughts on that. Constant communication is a big factor in managing emotion in the sphere of managing risk, whether markets are in turmoil or not. And we think having a process in place helps you with planning and ultimately with achieving your goals and living your desired lifestyle. You can still achieve your goals even with market volatility.
I think that's a really good point. That's what the advisors at Kelly Financial are here for, to help you manage through all of the volatility. There may be some headwinds, but you don't have to let that prevent you from achieving your goals the way you want to live in your retirement. Market volatility is a condition. It's not a system. You can learn more about market volatility in Kelly's new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future. Kelly, in the short time we have left, just a couple of minutes, maybe only about one, how can you get a copy of the book?
John, you can reach out to me at 888-800-1881 or send me an email at kelly@kellyfinancial.org. And any day now, you can go right to our website and get your copy. And you can get our new workbook, Safe Money Strategies, on the website too. It's easy. Just go to kellyfinancial.org.
Kelly, thanks for joining me today.
Always great to be with you, John. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. And I know there's so much more to cover in the book, and you'll be back next Saturday too. So be sure to get your copy of Kelly's new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future.
I look forward to joining you again next week, John.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Kelly Advisor Podcast. Join us for future episodes as we explore retirement planning and much more.
You've been listening to the Kelly Advisor podcast, produced by Kelly Financial Services, a Greater Boston-based firm providing financial solutions to those in or near retirement. Call at 888-800-1881. Engage with kellyfinancial.org and follow on Facebook and LinkedIn. Kelly Financial Services. Go retire with them. All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. John Budris is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies radio show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, the firm has waived his advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement, where he receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, Mr. Budris has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest.